Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night editions of our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys basketball coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesdays and Friday nights on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats with head coaches Leah Bergman and Lance Bergman. The St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chats are brought to you in part by Nextech.
And back in the Locker Room Chats, welcome to the Thursday Locker Room Chats, our final Thursday chats with all of our coaches here this evening. We're joined by Leah Bergman, coach of the St. John's Tipton girls basketball team. Coach, as you look at your team, you get ready now for the sub-state semifinals against Wakefield. You did not have a game there last week because you had a first-round bye in the quarterfinals there of the sub-state. So just kind of looking forward and getting ready for the game here in the semis. You have to go to their place. They're 8-12 coming in. When you look at Wakefield and the way you're prepared, what are some of the things you'll have to do to have success against them?
Yeah, I think we'll have to come out and be ready to play. We'll need to be focused. It's been, like you said, it's been a little bit since over a week since we've had a game. So it's kind of a hard balance of, you know, I want to push them in practice, but I don't want to push them too hard. So, you know, I think we'll need to come out ready to play, focused from the beginning of the game. Wakefield has a couple girls who are quick and fast, and so they'll pose a challenge when they're on defense. So, you know, we're just going to come out. We're going to play the kind of basketball that we've been playing all year, which is fast and aggressive, and hopefully we can get off to a good start, and that'll carry us through until Saturday.
So, again, Wakefield in the semifinals, then in sub-state on Thursday, and then hopefully if you would move on, then you'll play in the championship on Saturday. We'll see how that goes moving forward. But, again, Coach, this is our final locker room chat, so I always like to give the coaches a chance to talk about their seniors and who's put the time into the program. Obviously, Lauren Dubert we know about, but also Lauren Schmidt, yeah. Anna Towner, and Rachel Gingler, all seniors for you, four of them this year. What have they meant over your past couple of years as a head coach?
Yeah, I can't say enough about the seniors we've had. You know, this is my second year coaching them, so I came in and they already were good fundamental basketball players, so I kind of had a little bit of an advantage coming in their junior year. But, you know, they've all done really well this year and last year included. You know, Rachel Gingler, she hasn't, you know, seen a whole lot of minutes on probably as many minutes as she would like on the varsity game, but, you know, when she gets in there, she gives 100% effort, and she does a great job when she's in there. Against Clifton Clyde, you know, it was a close game, and she went in there, and she did what she needed to do, and she guarded Callahan, and she was successful in that, and that was huge. So, and that's always hard when you've been sitting on the bench for a little bit, and then you kind of get thrown into those game situations. So I was really happy with that. You know, and Anna Towner, she's probably the quietest person on the team. I don't know if I've heard her say more than probably 10 words all year, but she works hard. She's a hard worker in practice, and she, when Ella went out with her knee, you know, Anna stepped into a starting spot, and she's really done a great job filling in there. And we don't lose, you know, we don't lose anything with Anna in there. She's a good defender. She can hit shots, you know, 10 to 15 foot shots, and she's smart. So, you know, she's been a great player this year too. And then Lauren Schmidt, you know, we've talked about this before, but she's just an all-around good player. It's not some of the stuff she does doesn't always show up on stat sheets. It's, I like to call it the unsexy stuff. You know, everyone likes to score and get assists and get steals. But Lauren Schmidt really does well on-ball defense. She's a really good rebounder. She's really good on help-side defense. And you know, she's probably one of our top defenders. You know, if I see someone on the other team who usually I pick out their best player, and that's Lauren Schmidt's job. And, you know, every day in practice she goes against Lauren Dubert. We do one-on-one dribbling almost every day, and Lauren Schmidt is getting better guarding Lauren Dubert. And if she can guard her in practice, then there's nobody else in our league or in our division that I don't feel confident with her guarding. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she's just always a spark plug, and she always looks, sometimes she always looks surprised when she does something. But, you know, she's just a great player. She's a good leader for this group of girls. And then we have Lauren Dubert, which, you know, I think we all know that she can score, and she's a dynamic offensive player. And what I've challenged her this year is with her defense, and I think she's really improved on her defense. She's her half-court defense has really, I think, improved, and that just makes her even more of a threat of a player. Her passing has been phenomenal, and she sees the floor so well and can drop dimes to girls. So, like I said, we know she can score. We know she can put up 30 points tonight, but it's those other things that I think she's really been getting better at, and in the long run, that's going to make her such a better player because she's going to be well-rounded, and she's not just going to be a shooter. She's going to be, you know, a passer. She's going to be a defender, and it's going to make her so much more valuable when she goes and plays in college. So I've been super blessed with having the girls that I've had the past 2 years, and the seniors this year. They've had me for 2 years, so they're probably ready to get rid of me, but ready to be done. But I've enjoyed having them, and we'll miss them next year for sure.
Leah Bergman, head coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time all season long to talk Lady Blue Jay basketball, and best of luck as you roll into Substate here.
Sure, appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Here at Nextech, we've delivered the best in phone technology for 70 years, and we're still at it today with Cloud Phone Systems for Business. Cloud Phone is all about agility. It goes where you go, when you go, and it's cost effective. So give Nextech a call and find out how Cloud Phone can be as nimble as you are. Then sign a qualifying contract and choose a little something extra. Apple AirPods Pro or an Apple Watch SE, another layer of connectivity.
And welcome back on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Lance Bergman with us now, coach of the St. John's Tipton boys basketball team. Coach, nice win to start out Substate. You went over Wakefield last Friday night to get yourself into the semifinals. You take a look back at that Wakefield game, again, picking up the win 71-52. Kind of opened things up in the second half. What were your thoughts of that victory on Friday?
Well, Dusty, honestly, I think we came out a little shell-shocked. You know, the boys got caught up looking at Wakefield's record, you know, and it's no matter how much you tell the kids, you know, the team might be a little bit better than you think. And, you know, you got to compare competition sometimes. Some of the teams they had played, you know, made them, their record look a little worse, just like ours, you know. We got 7 losses this year, and I know at least 4 of them are against schools that are outside of our league and just bigger schools. So I think we got a little caught up in that. We had a game plan going in. We knew that the number 11 kid was going to be a pretty good player. I told the kids he took 3/4 of the shots, and I just I had what I wanted him to do. And finally, after about the first quarter and a half, the first quarter in particular, I guess, because we really took off in the second quarter, they started figuring out what we needed to do. We needed to take him away. We sent a 2-3. I think we sent 4 guys at him one time and got him to dribble out of bounds, just trying to get around us. And once they figured out that and that's what they needed to do, they did an excellent job from that point on of just taking him away as much as possible. I mean, he still ended up with 31, but a lot of those are just, you know, fast break points, getting open, getting easy shots off of some things. But when we was able to go half-court defense, or, you know, we put our full-court pressure on him, we did a really good job and was able to extend the lead out. And then, you know, if you have a kid go for 31, you just have to make sure that the other kids don't score. And that's what we did. You know, we limited it to one guy scoring 31 and, you know, nobody else getting in double figures. So, overall, I was really happy with the defensive effort. I really think that's the thing that's been carrying us here lately. We, in the fourth quarter against Lincoln, we did a nice job. I think it was 31-6 or something. And we had a second quarter, we scored 30 points on Wakefield. And it's all based off our defense. You know, playing good defense, then we start hitting shots. Jarrett knocked down some threes. You know, Blake was driving the basket. We had a well-rounded scoring effort and just playing really good basketball right now. And I understand it's the first round of Substate, and you should win that game as a higher seed. So, you know, don't get too excited about it. But the boys have just been playing good basketball. We went back to fundamentally defense, being the aggressive team and playing the defense that, you know, we talk about and you're used to seeing. So I've been really happy with that. And I feel like if we can continue to do that on Friday, we're going to be in great shape, put ourselves in another chance at a Substate championship, and hopefully get a win to go on in after that.
Wilson coming up on Friday. Some quick thoughts on them. They're 7-7. He didn't play them in the regular season. That game got canceled. So what do you expect to see from them here coming up on Friday?
Well, their guard, the point guard, he's scoring pretty well for him, does a pretty good job. They got a kid inside that's kind of a mid-range guy, just real, real aggressive. we're going to have to, you know, just play him straight up, not let him get into the basket, not fall for his pump fakes. And then, you know, they got another kid that can shoot it decent from outside, and then a big guy that's, you know, if you leave him wide open, is going to hit some shots. But if we can get it into a full court game, if we can pressure him the way we're supposed to, the way I want him to, and then play good solid half court defense, and once we get the ball and turn it, take it to the other end and push it up the floor, we should be able to get some easy baskets. And if we play the way we have the last two games, the fourth quarter of last one and the second quarter on of the Wakefield game, we should be in great shape. And I think that game plan, if we can get it to speed up and then allow us to just be the aggressor on defense, what we're capable of doing, I feel pretty confident about our chances.
Yeah, this is our last locker room chat, so I always kind of like to get the coach a chance to talk about the seniors and what they meant. I know you probably would like to have a little more time than you do here, but Blake Perez, Braden Perez, Dalton Schmidt, and Aaron Hake, seniors for you. What have they meant to your program over the last 4 years?
Well, you know, Dusty, I do like to talk about seniors, and we know it's a running joke that I probably carry on longer than most coaches when I talk about things, but I'll try to shorten it as much as I can. First off, we'll start with Aaron Hake. A kid that, you know, doesn't get as much playing time as the other three seniors, but we had a meal the other night, and the seniors got to step up and talk, and, you know, just listen to him talk. He's got a great attitude. He shows up every day in practice, and gives it his all, and he has to sit out sometimes due to some medical things that, but he never has given up. He stuck with it, knowing that his playing time has been limited and all that, and we try to find the moments for him to get in and let him contribute. And he's just done a nice job. He's a great kid, fun to be around. Then we got, you know, Dalton, my other Tipton senior, big 6'7 kid, pretty hard to miss. You know, been playing a lot for me the last couple of years, been key to us in our success. You know, he's a huge guy inside. He gets a lot of attention. He's, you know, constantly trying to improve, pushed himself every day, obviously. He probably got chewed out as much as anybody on the team, just me really trying to push him, knowing that this guy's the limit for somebody that size. So, been really happy with those two, the way they did things. And then, you know, then you got the Perez twins, you know, Blake and Braden. Braden's took on a new role this year starting and has done a really good job for us. Admittedly by himself, saying he's not maybe as much a basketball player as he definitely was a football player, but huge defensive defender. I mean, he's a great defender. I love the way he plays defense. Worked on his shot a lot to be effective. You know, doesn't shoot a lot, but takes pretty good decisions as far as shots. Has helped us handle the ball this year, and you know, just does what he needs to on offense and understands what his game is and we need his game to be to help the team. Just does an excellent job on the defensive end. And him and his brother, you know, just kind of flip flop them a lot. They're usually guarding the best players. We wouldn't have won several of our games if we didn't have their defense. And then last, you got Blake. He started for me last year, and obviously started for me this year. He's been playing really well as of late. You know, trying to kind of take on a point guard role a little bit in there, understanding the offense, understanding what his game is. He's done a great job attacking the basket, and he's been our go-to defender. Whenever we figure out who the best player usually is on the other team, regardless of size, a lot of times you're going to see Blake being the kid that's going to be guarding him. Really feel like, in particular, the Lakeside game that I'm thinking of, was able to hold Cunningham to just one made basket in the fourth quarter, and that's a lot of credit to Blake. Did an excellent job, and the Reeves kid from Pike Valley, you know, holding him down, allowed us to get the win there. You know, go back to the Natoma game the first time we won. Him and Braden went lockdown on him in the last two possessions of the game, got us the win there. A lot of people don't understand how important they are to the team. Blake's done a good job of that and just really stepped up his role this year and put a lot on his back. So they always work hard. I really enjoy them. Obviously, I'm going to miss them a bunch. So glad they've been a part of the program the last 4 years. And hopefully we can, you know, get them another week's worth of basketball and get them some more games to enjoy the last part of their senior season.
Lance Bergman, head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay boys basketball team. Coach, we thank you for joining us again here and joining us all season long. Again, as we wrap up the locker room chats tonight, best of luck as you roll in here and with the rest of Substate.
All right, thank you very much, Dusty.
Our St. John's Tipton locker room chats are brought to you by Nextech.
We've seen a lot of changes in 70 years at Nextech, but what hasn't changed is our commitment to bring you the best and newest technologies. Nextech TV Now lets you stream more than 100 top channels, like sports, movies, and local stations, right to your TV and mobile devices. Plus, high def and DVR are included free. Sign up at Nextech.com to get the best in TV service, and we'll give you a $200 credit. Nextech, here for you, then, now, and for whatever comes next.
We continue in the Northern Plains League with Lakeside Knight head coaches Travis Eberle and Drew Dusky. For the latest NPL information on the web, check out nckssports.com. The Lakeside Knight Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, the State Bank of Downs, Brushart Corporation, and by Nextech.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Travis Eberle joining us now, the head coach of the Lakeside girls basketball team. Coach, unfortunately, your season came to a close last Thursday, a 58-39 loss to Osborne there at their place. They kind of got hot, and Trinity Looters obviously had a big game for them. But when you look back at this one and seeing how the season ended, what stood out most there on Thursday night against Osborne?
Oh, you know, Dusty, I thought the girls, I thought we played well. I mean, we obviously, I should have changed up some defensive stuff on trying to keep Trinity, the Looters, you know, not, she got hot, you know, and we did take care of, defensively wise, taking care of her, and, you know, and I take the blame for that because I should have made adjustments and you know, other than that, you know, we took care of the ball a lot better that game. We, you know, broke the press pretty easily. You know, we just had a few moments, you know, we would get within, you know, we had to make it down to 9 at one time or 8, I can't remember. And we, you know, then they went on like an 8 or 10 point run, and then we'd fight back, you know. And, it, you know, for the most part, the girls didn't give up. And, you know, and then finished the season, I told them, I said, you know, if we play hard and whether we win or lose, as long as you guys give me effort, I feel like, you know, as the way the years went this year, I said, you know, that's kind of a victory for me because you guys haven't really give up with all the quarantines and the missed games and the, you know, all that. They hung in there and they did their best, I thought. And, you know, and it was a struggle. But, you know, the girls played hard, you know, against Osborne, and I guess that's all I could ask for.
So, again, you finished out your season 3-9, the record. You do have four seniors on this year's roster, Kylie Geisler, Caitlin Howland, as well as Peyton Hake and Colby Hennis, that obviously spent a lot of time in your program over the last 4 years. Just some parting shots about those seniors and what they meant to your program.
Well, you know, anytime you lose a group, definitely a bigger group of girls, it's always tough. And I you know, you get close to them kids because you have them for 4 years. You know, I mean, I had Kate for 3, and you know, Peyton and Kylie and Colby all, you know, came a long ways from their freshman year. And Kate come, you know, she got better as the, you know, from her sophomore year to her senior year too. And you know, Kylie always gives me a lot of effort, you know, and sometimes too much effort, but she gets herself in, you know, a little trouble here and there. But you know, she plays hard, and Peyton, you know, has really, really improved over the years, and, you know, she's going to be missed. You know, she was one of the ones that had to do a lot of quarantine this year, so, you know, it was a struggle for her to keep in rhythm. And, you know, Colby's always one of the solid athletes that, you know, gives you good minutes when she's on the floor and she plays hard. And you know, they're all going to be missed, you know. And Kate was pretty quick on defense. You know, she didn't play as much as, you know, some of the other ones. But, it, you know, overall, I was proud of how they played this year. They've been a kind of a fun group, but challenging at the same time, you know, having them from their freshman year all the way through, and they stuck it out, and the good times and the bad, and, you know, and they had some good successful seasons, and I hate to, you know, end the year with a, you know, losing record, but, you know, that's the way it went this year, and I'm still proud of them, and I'll miss them next year.
Travis Eberle, coach of Lakeside Lady Knights, here on the Locker Room Chats for the final time this season. Coach, we certainly thank you for joining us to talk Lady Knight basketball all year, and we'll chat with you down the road.
Yep, thanks, Dusty, and I appreciate everything you do for us.
Listen closely as our menu items have changed. Press 1 for English. Press 9 for customer service. Expected wait time is 45 minutes.
Frustrated with automated systems? At Cunningham Telephone and Cable, we pride ourselves on giving you exceptional service. Our friendly staff will help you with any questions you may have about your service, new service information, or billing. We're here for you. With 4 local offices in Beloit, Belleville, Concordia, and Glen Elder, we appreciate your business, and it's important to Cunningham Telephone and Cable that we give you the hometown service you deserve. Cunningham Telephone and Cable. Connect with us.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
Just like the MPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Donley the Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels.
Here at Nextech, we've delivered the best in phone technology for 70 years, and we're still at it today with cloud phone systems for business. Cloud phone is all about agility. It goes where you go, when you go, and it's cost effective. So give Nextech a call and find out how cloud phone can be as nimble as you are. Then sign a qualifying contract and choose a little something extra. Apple AirPods Pro or an Apple Watch SE. Another layer of connectivity.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94 as we're joined now by Drew Dusky, coach of the Lakeside Boys basketball team. Coach, since we talked last, you went over Thunder Ridge 61-34 on Friday in the first round of the 1A Division I Substate there at home. Obviously, a little bit different looking game the first time you played them, and you won by 8 at their place. So what were some of the things that you liked about the way the kids played and what went different this second time around?
You know, I thought we did a good job rotating on defense and limiting the quality shots that they got. You know, we really didn't let them hurt us inside too much. But, you know, they did that a little bit when we played them up in Kensington. And, you know, I thought we rebounded the ball again well. You know, they wanted to slow the game down a little bit. I thought when we got it, we sped it up kind of and pushed the ball when we could, more of the style of game we wanted to play. And I think we did a good job of weathering kind of an offensive lull to start the game. I think it was 10-6 after the first quarter. And it was, you know, we were only up 7 in the first half, and then we kind of opened it up in the second half, and shots started falling. So I thought we did a good job keeping our composure and just playing hard.
You move on now to take on Osborne. It's a team you've already played once this season. They got you by 12 at your place late January. Tyler Schoen didn't play in that game for you, though, so you're kind of shorthanded a little bit in that one. And I think just the second time around, you're probably feeling a little bit more comfortable with where you're at. What are your thoughts on the second matchup with the Bulldogs?
Yeah, you know, with Tyler not being there the first time, I think that limited us a little bit to things that we could do, you know, on both sides of the ball. But, you know, it's going to be a tough game. Osborne's played good defense the past, you know, go back as long as I've been around at Lakeside. And, you know, they're good man pressure defense, and it's going to be tough for us to get offensive buckets. And we just got to keep working and make sure we're aggressive on the offensive end. And we got to do a good job containing their shooters. And like I challenged the boys the last 4 or 5 games of the year, is we got to be physical. You know, we can't let teams be more physical than us, and we can't let teams out-rebound us. I think if we do a good job rotating on defense and being physical and getting rebounds, I think we've got a good shot against any team we play. And it's going to be a hard-fought game, and I think it's going to come down to, you know, who does the little things right, whether it's turnovers or the extra passes and you know, making easy buckets underneath. But, you know, it's going to be a good, fun basketball game, and we're excited to play.
It's the last Locker Room Chat, so I always like to give a chance for the coaches to talk about the seniors in the final one. I know you have 3 out. Wyatt Eberle really the only one that plays significant varsity time for you. What does the group mean, this senior class for you?
Yeah, you know, the other two, Ashton Walters and Brandon Jones, you know, they didn't suit up for varsity, and they knew that going into the season, that they probably wouldn't be on varsity. But, you know, there's 2 kids that, you know, helped out in practice and you know, helped scrimmage the varsity when we were working on that kind of stuff. And then when you talk about Wyatt, I mean, and I said this, you know, in football, he's such a good kid. He's very coachable. He'd do anything you ask, and I think his game has developed so much from his freshman year when, you know, he played limited minutes – as a freshman. And I think he's just gotten better and better, you know. He went from being a more of an outside guard, forward type guy to being our main post player, and I think he's evolved so well with his post moves and his ability to score down low at just being 6'1". You know, he's definitely going to be missed next year, and hopefully somebody's ready to step up and take his spot as our main post guy. But, you know, Wyatt, I can't say enough good things about Wyatt.
Drew Dusky, head coach of the Lakeside Knights here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we certainly thank you for the time all season to talk Knight basketball, and best of luck as you finish up here and roll into Substate.
Thanks, Dusty.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation, and Nextech.
For over 70 years at Nextech, we've tackled new technologies and created a powerful fiber network to bring you the fastest, most reliable internet. Being connected is essential. That's why we're proud to offer the only gig symmetrical internet around. Visit nextech.com to sign up for any new internet speed and get a $100 credit, or upgrade your current speed and pay your same price for 3 months. Nextech, here for you then, now, and for whatever comes next.
Just like the MPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Donley the Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
There's an easier way to pay bills. Kiss stamps, envelopes, and trips to the post office goodbye. Save time and money with Cunningham Telephone and Cable's online bill pay, where you pay with a click and not a check at CunninghamTelephoneandCable.com. Call your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office to sign up for paperless billing, and you'll receive your bill by email. Cunningham Telephone and Cable will give you a one-time $10 credit for going green. Cunningham Telephone and Cable in Belleville, Beloit, Concordia, and Glen Elder. Connect with us.
We continue our locker room chats on this Thursday with Rock Hills head coaches Jamie Harvey and Nick Meisner. Remember to catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake, and online at KDCountry94.com. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are sponsored by Kears Thriftway in Mankato and by Bonert Welding in Jewel.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Jamie Harvey with us, coach of the Rock Hills girls basketball team. Coach, just the one game since we last talked, as you unfortunately saw your season come to a close on Thursday, a 64-59 loss in overtime to Stockton. I know it didn't end how you wanted to. They made some free throws to send it into overtime, and then you were able to, you know, get in that extra frame, but fell by 5 points. Just overall, what were your thoughts of the game on Friday or Thursday and Stockton and that loss?
Yeah, it's tough. It's still kind of, you know, bittersweet that it's done. But the kids were ready. They played really great the whole game. Unfortunately, you know, down the stretch we got into some foul trouble that hurt us in that overtime. But like I said, they did everything, you know, that I asked of them, and they fought till the end.
When you look back at this season, I know, like you said, it's a tough way to finish it, but you did finish the year 10-5 and really kind of put Rock Hills girls basketball back on the map. You've been struggling for quite a few years here, and the girls turned things around this year. What are some of the things you'll remember most about this group?
Yeah, I think our first radio chat, I said something about us being potentially dangerous, and I think we did. We accomplished that. They came to practice ready to work and get better, because I think they're kind of, you know, over that losing and not having those winning seasons. And once they figured that out and once we got to winning, you know, it carries over. It's contagious. Yeah, a lot of records broken this year, too. I mean, we, you know, broke records against teams we haven't beat for several years, and, you know, 10-year spans there that when you look back at it. So that's pretty neat. And it's just an honor to be a part of that.
couple seniors on this group, Jocelyn Lemke and Kerrigan Dunston, who put a lot of time into your program the last four seasons, really, that they've been there for you. Just what are some of the parting shots about that group and what they've meant to you?
Yeah, those two are special. They deserve to go out like this, maybe not quite like we wanted it to, but to have that winning season over a span of their high school career. Losing them is going to hurt a little bit next year. Going to have some more younger kids step up for scoring purposes and whatnot. But, yeah, those guys will be missed, and just a privilege to have coached them for these last few years.
Jamie Harvey, the head coach of the Rock Hills Lady Grizzlies, on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us all season long. We've enjoyed talking Lady Grizzly basketball, and best of luck down the road, right?
Yeah, appreciate it.
There's great savings now this Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato, in the meat department. They have fresh 80% lean ground beef sold in 10-pound tubes, $1.99 a pound. It's now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. Don't miss the savings now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato, in the meat department. They have fresh boneless beef arm roast for $3.59 a pound. It's now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats. Nick Meisner joining us now, the head coach of the Rock Hills boys basketball team. Coach, getting set now for your postseason here. You had a first-round bye in the 1A Division I sub-state, so you didn't have to play there last Friday, but you now haven't played since last Tuesday. You'll get ready to play coming up this Friday against Stockton. Stockton, a team that their record's not glossy, but obviously they play in a pretty good league, and they picked up some wins over teams over in this league, in the Northern Plains League, throughout the year. When you look at Stockton and see the matchup, what do you expect to see there on Friday night with the Tigers?
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one. They're strong, physical, and big and tall. Everything that we're kind of not, to be honest. And they went to the Final Four last year at State before they called the tournament there and won our regionals as a 6 seed last year. So we know their record, not really indicative of who they are. They're a really good team, and they're probably going to be the best team we've seen so far. You know, they've beat Osborne twice by double digits and kind of taken it to any common opponent we've had. So we know our hands are full, sitting for 10 days. Getting that one seed in that first round bye is great for injuries and staying fresh, but it's also a time to accumulate some rust, on the team as well. So keeping the boys sharp and focused, that's the kind of the biggest task at hand right now, because we've played at Osborne once last week, that helps, and Stockton's played there, so both teams are going to be kind of familiar and comfortable with where we're going. So we know what we need to do. We play a little more slower, methodical game. Stockton likes to play a fast up tempo and get as many shots in, and they've got a point guard that's really, really good, 6'2", 6'3", he's bigger bodied, so that's something we haven't seen yet either as far as a point man, with that kind of physical ability and stature. So, we got 2 days of practice coming up. I think, we're ready for the task at hand, but it's not going to be your typical 1-4 seed semifinal game. I really think it's going to be a battle to the end, and hopefully we can come out on top and see what happens the next day.
This is our last Locker Room Chat of the season, so I know you got a pretty good senior class that you probably want to say some words about, just some quick thoughts on this group and what they've meant to your program.
Yeah, this is my fourth year, so I've had them as freshmen through seniors, and, you really grow together and develop some good relationships along the way, being together that long. And we've got a big senior class, Davion McDonald, Jared Gillett, Mason Higer, Caden Slate, Kenny Sterling, Tristan Brown, Seth Pinnell, and Cole Vance. And for a 1A school, that's pretty rare. Mm-hmm. And I think we've had some success to go along with that senior leadership. Sometimes these kids, they got to buy into what you're doing. And this year, I feel like, these seniors really have taken the the game plan and the practice plans and to heart, and have really bought in, and we've had some pretty good success along the way, and it's been a really fun year. And, you know, those guys, you know, I know they don't want Fry to be their last game, and they've got State on their mind, and you know, it's just been a fun ride this year.
Nick Meisner, the head coach of the Rock Hills boys basketball team. Coach, we thank you for joining us all season long. We'll see you on Friday, and best of luck down the road here.
All right, thanks, Dusty.
Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Kier Thriftway in Mankato and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
You'll find great savings out the Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway in downtown Mankato. Select varieties of Dole Chop Salad Kits, $1.99 each. It's now the Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway in downtown Mankato. Check out the great deals now the Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway in downtown Mankato. In the produce department, they have 3-pound bags of California Naval oranges for $1.99 each. It's now the Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway in downtown Mankato.
We now turn our attention to the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs and their head hoop coaches, Craig Batchman and Jeff Starkey. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. And you can also hear all the exciting action online, KDCountry94.com. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang Locker Room Chats are sponsored by the Bennington State Bank.
And welcome back on the Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94. Our final chat with Craig Batchman, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas girls basketball team. Coach, pick up a win over your first-round opponent in the 1A Division I Substate last Thursday, Solomon 50-28. You get the victory there. Keely Kenobi with 17. Cadence Nondorf had 11 for you. Just going back to that game on Thursday to start Substate, what were some of the things you liked about the team's performance there?
You know, at the beginning, it was a back-and-forth game. I think we had a little bit of nerves and stuff, but the girls did a good job responding and finally settling down. Did some good things defensively. You know, Solomon had a post player that could handle the ball, could shoot outside. I thought we did a good job making some adjustments on her and getting her shut down. And then, you know, offensively, I thought we moved the ball well second quarter on, and also started utilizing the whole floor and everyone getting involved.
So can you pick up the win there? You'll move on now in the sub-state here, semifinals. As we do these on Thursday, you're playing tonight, taking on Rural Vista. As you look at this team this year, a 12-6 record, what are your thoughts on what they bring to the table and what do you expect to see from them?
They're going to be a tough game for us. Watching film on them, you know, they got their guards, their seniors, so they've been around a while and stuff, and they got a good post down low, so they're going to be a quality team that we're going to have to show up and be ready for. But you know, I told the girls that, you know, we just got to go in and take care of business, do what we've been doing and what we've been successful at this time of the season.
Again, Substate semis coming up, and if you win, you advance to the finals there at Canton-Galva on Saturday. This is our last locker room chat, as I mentioned earlier, and usually I like to give the coaches a chance to talk about seniors. You have Cadence Nondorf, who is a senior for you this year. As you see her and see her go out, what has she meant to the program here for you since you came back to Sylvan Lucas there?
You know, she's done an outstanding job, you know, especially this year. I mean, just the way she's grown throughout even this season, I've seen it. She just continually works, wants to do well, wants her teammates to do well. So she's constantly pushing herself and pushing the team. Just a good kid.
Craig Batchman, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for joining us this week. Best of luck against Rural Vista and as you go through Substate here.
All right, I appreciate it.
The Bennington State Bank proudly supports local sports and wants each student to know that their hard work and talent is noticed and appreciated. At Bennington State Bank, they care about local communities and are committed to fostering long-term relationships through the delivery of excellent customer service, integrity, and fairness. From helping local business owners acquire relief loans to supporting community youth and nonprofits to helping you purchase your dream home or invest in your future, Bennington State Bank is here to help. Come experience exceptional banking and hometown service with locations in Sylvan Grove, Lucas, Minneapolis, Bennington, and Salina. Bennington State Bank, your trusted hometown bank, member FDIC.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Jeff Starkey with us now, the coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustang boys basketball team. Coach, nice start to the postseason. Substate on Friday, you went 67-39 over Lincoln. Jonah Hill with 22 as William Rudolph had 13. Valden Dolan had 10 for you. Just a nice overall game on Friday. What were your thoughts of that first round victory?
You know, I thought we played well in the first quarter, and I think that's something that's important when you get to the postseason is getting out of the gate quick. Had a couple of lulls, but for the most part, you know, I think we only had 11 turnovers, shot the ball relatively well, so it's a good start to this time of year.
So we move on now. Semifinals coming up against Solomon coming up on Friday night. You go to Canton Galva to play these games now the rest of the way. When you look at Solomon, typically they have some pretty good athletes on their squad. What are your thoughts about this year's group coming in 16-5?
Yeah, and I think that they're, you know, not only are they, you know, athletic, but I think they're a well-balanced team. You know, they have some length, they have some quickness, they shoot the ball well. So, you know, it'll be a challenge, but, you know, when you get to this time of the year, you're gonna face some challenges.
How do you feel about the confidence of your kids right now as you get ready for this kind of matchup?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, we play a tough schedule at the end of the year, and I think that kind of helps prepare us. And we've had success, you know, at the end of this year, so I think that's going to help us. But at the same time, you know, we also got put in a sub-state where, you know, other than Lincoln, we don't know a whole lot about those other teams. So, you know, I think from a kid's perspective, that's a little bit different, maybe not from a coach's because we're going to prepare for whoever we play, but the kids haven't seen those kids on the floor with them. So that's an adjustment, but, you know, we're excited to go play.
I know I hear final locker room chat. I always like to give the coaches a little time to talk about their seniors. What has the senior class meant to you and the program over the past few years here?
You know, we got two kids and that have played, you know, every year that I've been here the last 3 years, and they're both four-year kids, both really unselfish kids. Dawson Rudolph is a kid that this was his first year really starting for us, but he's a kid who's played varsity every year I've been here. He's a kid that's played multiple positions, and even this year I had him change positions, you know, midway through the year. And, you know, both he and Jonah, you know, are kids that are there every day and do a great job of leading by example. Not necessarily the most vocal, but they certainly lead by example. And then, you know, Jonah Hill is another one, you know, that's been a three-year starter for me. You know, he's a kid that's, you know, probably about 50 points shy of scoring 1,000 points for us. Was all league last year. You know, I think he's meant an awful lot to this program, and a guy that takes as much pride in rebounding and defending as he does scoring. So, two pretty special kids. Two kids I know they're going to be successful, you know, in whatever they choose to do beyond our building. And yeah, I'm thankful that they were able to be a part of our program.
Jeff Starkey, the head coach of the Sylvan boys basketball team, Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. Coach, thanks for the time. We've enjoyed talking Mustang basketball all season, and best of luck as you roll on in Substate here.
All right, thank you.
Our Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
The Bennington State Bank proudly supports local sports and wants each student to know that their hard work and talent is noticed and appreciated. At Bennington State Bank, they care about local communities and are committed to fostering long-term relationships through the delivery of excellent customer service, integrity, and fairness. From helping local business owners acquire relief loans to supporting community youth and nonprofits to helping you purchase your dream home or invest in your future, Bennington State Bank is here to help. Come experience exceptional banking and hometown service with locations in Sylvan Grove, Lucas, Minneapolis, Bennington, and Salina. Bennington State Bank, your trusted hometown bank, member FDIC. Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the basketball coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmond, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.